Okay, so as you're beginning to settle, just take a few moments and see whatever it is your body is calling you to do that could make you 5 or 10% more comfortable. An adjustment here, an adjustment there. And take a moment and reflect on your intention for the next little while, that we're going into a yoga nidra meditation. It is later in the evening. The body may be tired. What is your intention? Is it to kind of drift into a sleep? Or is there some particular intention you might want to carry in to work with? It may be just to watch your brain and your body falling into a receptive, almost deep sleep, but yet somewhere off in the distance still hearing my voice enough that it keeps orienting you into the inquiry, what is this that's registering this voice? Or there may be a particular thought or image you want to work with. But just take a moment, reflect if there's an intention specifically for your practice tonight. And if there is, feel it in your body. Call it out. Non-verbally, just a sense of it, a felt sense. And if there is an intention, also, and even if there isn't, take a moment and reflect on your deeper heart's desire. What is most important to you in life? Is there a particular vow you've made to yourself, or deep desire about life? What's most important? And how might your intention for this practice dovetail into your deeper heart's longing for this life? And just sensing those in your body, there may not even be words necessarily, and if there are, even then, sensing them in your body. And you might touch this feeling of well-being. When you're just being, you've let go where you've been. There's a moment where there's nowhere you're intending to go. Just the moment of being. And how this takes you into your body and away from thinking. Just a sense of being. And the feeling, perhaps, of well-being or peacefulness that this invites into your physical body. Just sense into this. That this can be part of your inner resource, a place when you're starting to feel overwhelmed by life, or just have the need to take a momentary time out from a stressful situation, an emotion you're working with. Come back to this feeling of being. Take a time out. Let the mind relax and soften. Feel nourished. Then from this place of being and peacefulness, you can come back and reface the stressful situation or the emotion or thought that you're having. And take a few moments to sense and welcome in your body. Sense the tension that may remain in your mouth, left over from talking, the jaw. Tongue. All the inner walls, floor, ceiling of the mouth. Sense them. Welcome sensation into awareness. And from inside the mouth, open into the inner corridors of the ears, the inner ears. The outer ears, just sensing, not thinking, not analyzing. Just feeling the ears. Sensing the cheeks, the nostrils, the sensation of the two eyes. When you sense both eyes simultaneously, just a sensation. Sensation of the forehead. Scalp. Back of the head. Back of the neck, inside the throat, sense the inner walls, inside the throat, the caress of breath as it moves down the throat. Down into the lungs, into the chest. The gentle rise and fall of the chest and abdomen. And sense the left arm. Invite it in as sensation. Perhaps also feeling the tension that may be left over in the shoulder blade that's keeping it away from completely letting go. Just dive in. As if the left arm is a pool of sensation that you are merging with. Sensation of the right arm, shoulder blade. Feel Feel the different tensions left over from the day. Dive into them. Welcome them. Not to get rid of them. Not to relax. But just truly to sense, feel. Sense the right hand. Sense the left hand. Both hands simultaneously. Watch how when you go into thinking, imaging, seeing, it takes you away from sensing the hands. Sense into the pelvis, sacrum, the bowl of the pelvis and all of the different organs, sphincter muscles, floor of the perineum. We have to wait. It takes time for the subtler sensations to begin to appear. Can you just wait with undivided attention in the pelvis? Staying here or welcoming the sensation of the left leg, the weight, density, tensions left over in the hip or the thigh or foreleg. Diving in. Let attention drift over into the right leg. Bring attention into the right foot, the bottom sole of the right foot. Are the eyes trying to get involved? Just note that. Can the eyes soften? If so, let them melt into the head. Pure sensation of the eyes, brain, eyes melting down into the neck and torso. And like riding an elevator all the way down into the right foot. Sensing the left foot. Both feet simultaneously. Then let the attention wander up and down the body, welcoming in all the different sensations that are present. See where you're drawn spontaneously. All these trillions and billions of dots of sensation. sensing the body, its throb or shimmering, vibratingness. And go out with the feeling of the body, out into the space around you. Body breathing itself. Without altering the breath, take a moment and just count. Count the seconds to the inhale, the seconds to the exhalation, and just take a moment and see, what's the length of the inhalation? What's the length of the exhalation? As you're doing this, watch the shifting of the state of consciousness of your own mind, how it may be beginning to drop into a deeper state of relaxation, even bordering on a quality of sleep. State of the body, body breathing, mind counting, and feel how all these movements, the state of your consciousness, the sound of my voice, movement of the breath, the movement of attention, counting, and how you're aware of all these movements. Can you take a moment and just feel yourself as this that is awareness? Sense the sound. Sense the state of your own body. And this vast openness of awareness in which all of these movements are unfolding. Letting the counting gone. But take a moment, move back and forth, touch an object, sense it, a thought, a body sensation, sound of my voice. And then feel yourself as though this that is aware. And And notice if there are any leftover emotional tones or thoughts from the day, beliefs that you've at times fallen in, a moment of self-criticalness, self-judgment. If an imaginary door were to open and all these came in as characters, self-judgment, particular thought or belief, an emotion. Can you set them free to be here in your guest house of awareness? There may be a particular one you want to dialogue with or engage. If so, go right ahead. Otherwise, can you just set them free to be here, to find a couch or a chair to sit in, and that you'll come back for them later? But whatever guests are here, can you again feel yourself as this that is aware of them? Make that differentiation. Feel a movement of self-judgment or thought, emotion, feeling, body breathing itself. And feel this vast, open field of awareness in which these different guests are appearing. Listen to the sound and how it moves through awareness. Sense the sound. Sense yourself as the awareness in which the sound arises, unfolds, dissolves back into. And sense this quality of beingness that we began with, just a quality of well-being. That itself feels like it's emanating out of this field of awareness, perhaps. Just the feeling of being. Sensing your hands, sensing the body. Quiet mind, and the sense of timelessness. When you're just being, this feeling of stepping out of time, stepping out of the mind. And how it may take you into a more open spaciousness that feels more unlocalized. Radiant, everywhere and nowhere in particular. Yet also feel the localization of this body. It feels that there's something here, solid, viscous, full, but feel into it, how it's more transparent, non-objective, just an expanse of openness. Can you move between these opposites, feeling the sense of the body and its fullness, seemingly location, dense, and then the deeper openness, non-objectiveness. And how they're both here simultaneously. And this sense of being, how it feels complete unto itself, nothing that it needs, just this tone of perfection, well-being, completeness. Let go of the words and dive into it as if you're melting and becoming completely absorbed in this eyes soft, forehead cool, warm hands, relaxed breathing, and the sense of well-being that just feels complete. Nothing to know. Can you momentarily suspend knowing, trying to analyze anything, and just fall into a deeper sense of being? And sense perhaps a subtle movement here that keeps reifying itself as an I. I'm being. I'm feeling. I'm lying here doing yoga nidra. Can you set that thought to be here too, and how you're aware of it? Let that thought perhaps melt into the background and feel yourself again as this openness. And take it out, feel it out into the world. How this expanse of openness of your own consciousness feels like it can touch, caress the walls of this room, the bodies of other people, the moon, the planets. Feel how your consciousness extends everywhere, caressing, touching. And interpenetrating, as it touches, it moves into and through revealing the transparency of all the objects in the world. Sense the objects, how they feel real, they feel substantive, and also feel their insubstantiality, how both are true. Touch one, the seemingly solidity, and the underlying transparency, non-substantial. Feeling your interconnectedness, wholeness, non-separation out there with the world, luminous, everything luminous. And is it possible, feeling this sense of being, to feel these different qualities that may feel like they're radiating out of it? Qualities like joy, just a quality of sensual pleasure or pure joy that's independent of any object or situation. It just feels like it's radiating from your own body everywhere. You could evoke it as an inner smile that starts in the heart and spreads out like pure joy or pure love. A deep quality of peacefulness or equanimity. Is it possible to capture the flavor of gratitude for perhaps something or someone, and let it erupt? Feel the body expressing pure gratitude. Then let go of the object and just live as gratitude, melt into it, just being gratitude for no reason at all, uncaused. As if it extends everywhere and it's just an infinite sea of gratitude or love. And perhaps invite in your friends, relations, animals, your lovers, whomever, the world, into this infinite sea of gratitude and love, that it's caressing them, interpenetrating them, a non-separate field of pure gratitude, pure love. welcoming all the different flavors that are present. Even the body may be drifting in sleep, and as the body's drifting in sleep, setting it free, not trying to change anything. But even as the body may be sleeping, the sound of my voice just calling you to feel yourself as the one who is aware. Just the flavor of pure awareness, pure being. Welcoming all that's present, how it's just as it is. And perhaps call up your deepest heartfelt desire. What you most long for in your life, and if it were true in this moment, fully actualized, feel the impact of that in your body, in your mind. The feeling of life living itself through you as its own unique expression. Welcoming yourself just as you are, body, senses, mind, and personality. So that you find yourself set free. And there may be a situation you find yourself living in, or in relationship to a particular emotion or thought. And just feeling into your inherent natural responsiveness, as if you're completely attuned to what life wants in this moment, and feeling your natural responsiveness to this moment, to each moment. And just linger here for a little while, just the sense of being, thoughts coming and going, one that may call your attention as a messenger to dialogue, maybe even asking it, what does it want? What does it need? Is there some action this emotion or thought is asking of you into the world? Or just abiding for a while as pure being, even as the body, mind continues to think or feel, sense, but falling into this deeper sense of pure being. In which all of these forms are arising and unfolding. And stay with your movement, whatever it is. I'm going to play a little music. Just let it waft through how it impacts your body, your mind, or just drifting off, or staying with whatever movement feels important to be with. in the next little while, in your own manner, finding your own ritual to come to a completion with your practice this evening. There may be something you wish to take away from it, to journal later, to come back with to a future practice, or just take into sleep with you tonight. Perhaps take a moment to acknowledge where you may be going later today or tonight or tomorrow. People that you'll be meeting again. Just welcoming in the totality of your life. Acknowledging the different movements of pleasure, enjoyment, as well as these moments of disharmony, confusion. Can you let them all be here and feel how they're all being held in this magnificent container of being? And the deep trust in the wisdom of your own body that it knows exactly what to do. It knows what it needs and will surely unfold to you how you need to respond in each moment. Perhaps your own commitment to deep listening at subtler and subtler levels to this perfect response. So that you feel you've joined with life and are moving in harmony with life moment to moment. And before leaving your practice, just touching this ground of ever-present being, always fresh, always new, and yet an underlying tone of constancy, like a bedrock of equanimity that you carry with you into every situation, every moment of life. And then in your own manner and timing, and when you're ready, have a sense of completing, closing ritual, putting a seal on your meditation for the practice period. And then just feel the natural reawakening of the body to its alert, wide awake, state of being, so that when you're ready, once again begin to move, come back into your waking, walking life. We'll end the practice here for this evening. Let's respect those around us who may wish a little bit more time of integration and quietness. When you're ready, move your own mats to clear the room. And thank you for this evening's practice.